My name is Garland Robinson. What is faith? Faith is believing something as a result of evidence or testimony. The Bible is a book of evidence. It is given to create faith in the human heart. The Bible says in John 20, and verse 30 and 31, "For these things are written that ye may believe." In a broader sense, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, according to Hebrews 11 and verse 1. It's the support of all our hopes. The assurance of things hoped for means the assurance that they do exist. For example, I've never been to Paris, France, or Mexico City, but I have the assurance they exist. I've never seen Christ in person, but I have the assurance that He died and ever liveth to make intercession for us. So how is faith acquired? Many good people contend that faith comes a result of a miraculous operation upon the human heart. Well, if this is true, then all men would believe, for Acts 10:34 says, "God is no respecter of persons." So the development of faith cannot be ascribed to a falling agency from heavens, and it just will hit some and miss others. Faith comes to rational people through rational means. Notice these obvious points. Number one, the Word of God, the Bible, was given to produce faith. What is said in John 20:31 shows that. "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ." Number two, Christ prior teaches that we believe on Him through the words of the apostles. Jesus prayed in John 17:20, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word." Number three, Paul states that faith or belief comes through the word of Christ. Romans 10:17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." Number four, Peter says that faith is dependent upon hearing. In Acts 15:7 we read, "Brethren, ye know that a good while ago God made choice among you that they by my mouth, the Gentiles, should hear the word of the gospel and believe." Number five, in the conversion of the Corinthians, hearing the word of God was the faith-producing agent. For we read in Acts 18, verse 8, that many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. Then number six, the devil knows that God's word is the basis of faith, and for that reason he labors to steal it away from our heart. We read in Luke 8:12, "Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word from their heart, lest they should believe and be saved." Now all of these passages clinch the thought that God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, the apostles, the angels, even the devil, knows that faith comes by the Word of God. Now let's look for a moment of the necessity of faith. The absolute necessity of faith is emphasized from the beginning to the end of the Bible. It's indispensable to man's salvation. A refusal to accept faith as a condition of salvation is but a refusal to accept the Bible, because man's heart is cleansed by faith, Acts 15, verse 9. Man is justified by faith, Romans 5:1. Faith is necessary to salvation, Mark 16:16. We walk by faith, not by sight, 2 Corinthians 5:7. The Christian life is lived in faith, Galatians 2, verse 20. And without faith, it's impossible to please God, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. And whatsoever is not of faith is sin, Romans 14:23. So every act of obedience and service in the Christian religion is based upon faith. So to be guided by our opinions in the realm of religion is not acceptable unto God. There must be faith, or the activity in which we're involved is wrong. But most people say, just accept Jesus into your heart to be your personal Savior and you'll be saved. Well, that, friend, is the doctrine of faith only. But the doctrine of faith only contradicts the Bible every step of the way. All of these scriptures I just mentioned stress the importance of faith in God's plan. Unfortunately, men have added the word only to those passages in an effort to prove justification by faith only. The error is widespread. It is taught by churches everywhere, and many honest people have been misled thereby because they want to believe that error. Now, no one sees the need of faith any more than I do, but to interpret passages that mention faith to teach justification by faith only is a flat contradiction of all of those passages and every other passage throughout the Bible. For instance, James declares that faith apart from works is dead in James 2:17. If the doctrine of faith only were true, why, it would even save demons, because the Bible says that the demons also believe and tremble, James 2:19. The phrase faith only is mentioned in the Bible, yes, but instead of teaching justification by it, it teaches the very opposite. For we read in James 2:24, "You see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." Any and every person who teaches justification by faith only does violence to the Scriptures, and they end up denying the inspired message of James. Now, James illustrates the thought by saying that faith, apart from works, is as dead as a corpse. "For as the body, apart from the spirit, is dead, even so faith is dead without works as well." He who teaches salvation by faith only advocates a doctrine that is as dead as a dead man. We read back in John 12:42-43, "Nevertheless, many of the rulers believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they would not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God." So the Bible truth on the subject of faith is that we are saved by faith, yes, but when faith obeys. The walls of Jericho, what happened to them? They fell down. How did they do that? They fell down by faith, but not the very moment the people believed. It was after they had complied with the divinely given instructions by God. Hebrews 11:30 says, "The walls of Jericho fell down after they had been compassed about 7 days." Now, if some of the faith-only advocates had been there, they would have said, "You don't have to do anything but believe. Just sit here and wait for the walls to fall down." Now, would they have fallen? Why, of course not. That would have not have been faith in God. Faith in God is believing what God says. He gave them conditions to meet. Had they done otherwise, the walls would have continued to stand. But he told them to walk around the city, and by faith they did that. It was a test of their faith. They believed the walls would fall down, and they did. But it was after they marched around them for 7 days. Now, man may call that marching religion or anything he pleases, but the fact remains that the walls did not fall down simply upon the basis of their faith. It was their faith, but it was also their obedience. Now look at another example. In Hebrews 11:7, we read about Noah. "By faith Noah and his house were saved." But when? That's the question. Suppose Noah had been of the persuasion of a multitude of present-day preachers, and they've said, "Well, faith only will save. There's no need to build that ark. If I build it, it'll appear that I think God can't save me." Well, they would have been lost, wouldn't they? It's not a matter of what God can do, but rather what God will do. God told Noah what to do to be saved. And by faith, Noah prepared an ark to the saving of his house. He was saved by faith, but when? It was when faith obeyed. We find another good example of it back in Numbers 21. There we read of the Israelites and how they were being bitten by fiery serpents. And the Bible says, "Much people of Israel died." Moses then prayed to God in behalf of the people. The divinely given way of escape was dependent upon faith. Numbers 21:8 says, "Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a standard, and it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he seeth it, shall live." Now, words of salvation were spoken. Dying men could be saved. Was it by faith only? No. It was by complying with the conditions that God gave. They were saved when faith obeyed. If many of the religionists of this age had been there, they would have preached, "Just believe and you'll be saved. You don't have to go look upon that brazen serpent." Why, that's snake religion, or that's snake salvation. I know why they would have said that back then, because they say it now. Just accept Jesus as your personal Savior and you'll be saved. You don't have to be baptized. That's water religion. That's water salvation. That is salvation by faith only. But we understand that they had to go look on that brazen serpent, just as people today have to be dunked into water for the forgiveness of their sins. There's no controversy between salvation and faith. The question is, when is one saved by faith? And the answer is when faith complies with the conditions. The New Testament ascribes justification to several agents or causes. Romans 3:24, we're justified by His grace. We read in Acts 13:29, it's by Him or Christ, everyone that believeth is justified. In Romans 5 and verse 9, we're justified by His blood. In 1 Corinthians 6:11, we're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Romans 5:1, we're justified by faith. In James 2:24, by works a man is justified. Man's works are involved. You know, there may be an example here that would help us to see that. Someone hears about a drowning man. He's fallen in the water. And that individual may send their son to go throw a rope to this drowning man. He throws the rope, and yet the drowning man has to take hold of the rope. He has to meet the conditions. He just don't believe that the rope will save him, but that he has to take hold of it. Thus, the lost in sin are justified by grace. They're justified by Christ, by the blood of Christ, by the authority and the name of Christ, by faith and by works. When man assumes that faith is the only agent in man's salvation to the exclusion of all others, then he has not understood what Jesus teaches in the Bible. Faith is a part of the plan of salvation, but it's not all of it. We must comply with all that God wants us to do, and that is by faith. We humbly submit to God's commands and do those things pleasing in His sight, and then we can have salvation. Thank you for listening. My name is Garland Robinson.